You mean like sort of on the...
I guess I love you.
Tragedy struck.
I see you haven't lost your touch.
Hey, it's Bob with Project Nerd, and we are at Omaha Con. And I am standing here with a wrestling icon, Lita. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing good. You're having a good time here in Omaha? Oh, actually, I take that back. We're in Council Bluffs.
Council Bluffs, technically. But yeah, it's like the Twin Cities, unknown Twin Cities.
It is. You literally cross the state line and you're here at the Mid-America Center. And it's pretty nice today. We've got a good crowd.
It's cooler than it is outside, so that's a positive.
Definitely, definitely. I got to ask, what's your dog's name?
That's Mackenzie. She's my sidekick. She goes with me everywhere. She goes by the Kens.
Uh-huh.
She has her own Instagram that documents her travels.
Oh, wow. And she is crashed. She is definitely crashed here.
I keep her busy.
I imagine. So, like I said, I have watched you for a while. God, I don't want to date myself, and I don't want to date you, but you've been wrestling since early 2000s, is that right?
Yeah, I was in ECW in 99, and then started with WWE in 2000.
Excellent. Now, doing some research on you, you actually wrestled down in Mexico, is that right?
I started down there. Yeah, I just trained. I didn't have any matches live down in Mexico. I just trained down in Mexico and started some valet work and did some work in some vignettes down there. Okay. But yeah, that's where it all began.
And you worked with Rey Mysterio?
No, okay. He was who I first saw that inspired me to want to chase my dream of becoming a wrestler.
And he is amazing.
I know, and still going for it.
Definitely, I just saw him a couple of weeks ago in Kansas City at Raw.
And you seem to get around. You said we crossed paths in Colorado Springs, and
yeah. Well, I am located in Manhattan, Kansas, which is like 2 hours from Kansas City. We have people in Colorado Springs, Denver, Kansas City, Omaha, and now we're going to have somebody in London, England. So, hey,
Wow.
So we're all over the place. So you started back in 99 with ECW. How was that just starting off for you? I mean, what all did you involve with you? What type of training did you do?
I just kind of just went for it, put one foot in front of the other, and just tried to figure it out. There wasn't the internet like there is now to kind of guide you a lot more through the process. So I was just making up my story as I went along to figure out how to make it to the big show.
Wow. And did you always want to be a wrestler?
No, but as soon as I knew I wanted to be a wrestler,
I
went
focus,
for it. Yes, that was everything, every thought went into trying to accomplish that goal.
Oh, that is amazing. And you actually won the women's championship with WWE four times?
Yes, four times.
Wow. And you were primarily associated with the Hardy Boys, is that correct?
My second chapter, so I was with S.A. Rios, the Hardy Boys, Kane, Edge.
Wow. Yeah. So you pretty much went through the entire WWE stable, basically working with a lot of
icons.
Yeah,
I was very fortunate to have a lot of great partners in front of the camera.
Excellent. Is there any match that you really remember that just kind of sticks out for you? Is like that is the greatest match that I ever was involved in?
I mean, definitely the main event with Trish Stratus,
yes.
Where I won the title, was a great moment and a fun match to be in.
And actually, you know, I was before we started, I was telling him about a friend of mine who I told him I was going to come up to Omaha, Council Bluffs, and you were going to be here. And he immediately sent me a clip of you getting on the ropes with the belt.
Right.
With that match. And I said, that is just the coolest thing. And so I promised him a picture, so I'm going to make sure he gets an autographed picture. So what are you doing now? Like you still work with WWE, is that correct?
It is not. No.
It's not, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, there's a lot of us that, you know, it's like family. You always go back, but sometimes you don't see them for a while. So, no, I'm not under contract with them, but you know, I'll pop in for a cameo now and again.
Yeah. See, I remember you did some pre-shows and some stuff like that.
Yeah, a few years back. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are you doing now?
I'm hanging out with you in Council Bluffs, waiting to meet everybody in Omaha.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Now, I also understand that you are you still in a band?
No. That was the next couple years after I retired from wrestling. I was in a band for a few years, and we did three U.S. tours, three European, and yeah.
Oh, wow. How was that?
Great. Totally different.
Atmosphere.
Totally different animal. But it was fun. It was what I needed at the time. It was like the opposite of the big stage. It was the very, very small stage.
Well, yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah.
So, like I said, you know, right now you're here in Omaha, Council Bluffs.
Same.
But I mean, we might as well say, yeah, the Nebraska Twin Cities. So, but really, I mean, besides like doing cons and stuff like that, how do you spend your days?
I just like to keep it relaxed and chill for right now. I've got a few projects in the works that I will discuss in the future when I'm able to talk about those.
Okay.
But for now, yeah, I'm just excited to be here for the weekend at OCON and hope to meet as many fans as I can. It's always nice to get an intimate side of, you know, either impacting or growing up together with people watching wrestling, and to get to meet them personally is fun.
It's neat. And, you know, with wrestling, obviously, you know, there are injuries, and I understand that one point that you did have an injury, then you were out for a little while. Is that pretty common for
sure,
those injuries?
Of course. Yeah, I was out for 15 months.
Oh my goodness! But everything's good right now. No residual issues or anything like that. You're no problems from those injuries.
I mean, that would be a false statement.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, you're here till tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm here all day today and tomorrow as well for, the rest of OCON. I will wrap it up with everybody here.
Excellent. And today you have a panel, I believe, at 2 o'clock?
Yeah, I have a panel at 2 and some professional photo ops.
Oh,
and,
that's
going to
be great. That's great. Well, I'm definitely glad that your fans here can get a chance to visit with you, and I really appreciate your time
today.
Have yourself a great rest of the weekend here in Omaha Council Bluffs, and who knows, we'll see you maybe in another con somewhere.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Lita.